The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We are talking about circularity in the Irish economy, but what in God's name is circular?
You're not alone. A lot of people are wondering what circularity is because it's become this buzzword. There's ads on the radio about it. There's ads on TV about it. But what is it? Well, basically, circularity is the opposite of the model that most of us use now, which is we take something, we buy something, we use it and we throw it away. And obviously that has landed us in some problems socially and environmentally in terms of our waste. So circularity is really the solution to that. It's about keeping things in use for as long as possible. So whether that means repairing things, reusing things, making use of things that we would have traditionally thought were waste, and just making sure that very, very little is ever put into the bin.
Yeah. That's now, how concept. Good are we at circularity in the Irish economy?
So some parts of the economy are excellent, and I would definitely point to social enterprises. So for people who are thinking, God, I don't know anything circular, all of your local charity shops are circular. They're taking leftover items that nobody wants and they're putting them back into the economy. So they're great examples of that. And I would always point to things like, you know, the men's sheds. We have 400 men's sheds all over Ireland, and they're in the community repairing things, making things out of old items. There's a great men's shed in Waterford called Dacia, and they make sets for their local schools' plays. So there's great circularity going on there. Where we maybe struggle a bit, and what is very new for us, is, you know, small and medium enterprises and the bigger businesses. They're really just trying to get to grips with circular economy at the moment.
So how can big business get to grips with circularity?
So there's a couple of things that are coming down the tracks and that are already in place. So last week I was at the launch of a wonderful new publication called Celebrating Circular, and that's in partnership with the local enterprise office and Dublin City Council. And what that is, it's really showcasing businesses that are embracing circularity and doing it really well. And that was part of a really great free, for anyone who's interested, online training program called Modus. And if you're a small medium enterprise and you think, okay, I need to get my head into the sustainability game, but where do I start? Modus is a free three-week online program that anyone can sign up for, and it really just gets you to grips with understanding what circularity means to your business, how it can help. Because look, at the end of the day, everyone's hearing, I must be more sustainable, I must be more green, but the business case is there. You know, companies who get on board with circularity can improve their operating profits by 60%. Consumers are willing to pay 70% more. Sorry, 70% of consumers are willing to pay more for sustainable products. So the business case is there. So these training programs are becoming more frequent and they're out there. But it's, for me, I think it's about just looking to businesses that are doing it well and getting inspired and trying to take inspiration from them.
You know, they've brought in new rules about disposal of refuse on the streets of Dublin, which is good news. But before that, we had a circular economy. You put out your plastic bag full of food. The seagulls came and they ate the food and then they pooed it back on the buildings.
I know, and it's true. And it's also, I always think of, you know, the milk bottle thing. You know, when my parents were growing up, they just put out their milk bottles. They were filled up. Like, that's what we're trying to get back to. So we'd
but there is an issue there. You've got to do the equation of energy required in the boiling water to sterilise the glass versus, you know, the disposable carton.
100%. But what if that, you know, energy was coming from renewable sources? Then it would be really, really circular. So we are far away from that. But the vision, I suppose, is there to become more circular, definitely.
Is there a lot of greenwashing in this kind of sector where people claim to be sustainable and circular, but in fact are not?
Well, that's what I really love about circularity. You know, you can kind of greenwash when you say, oh, we're green, we're eco-friendly. But circularity, you kind of can't say we're circular if you're not. Like, circularity is all about, like, putting things that maybe were waste back into reuse, or repairing things or taking back things. It's very hard to greenwash that, which is why I guess there's this big push to move to circularity rather than just being sustainable.
Now, you mentioned men's sheds using discarded stuff to make sets for, say, a school play. But there's a real problem with furniture these days. Most people are buying small apartments or renting small apartments, and they go to IKEA, as people like to call it, to get stuff that they assemble themselves. And the big stuff that the parents have has to be thrown out because there's no room for it in the small apartments.
Yes, and this is something that people ask me all the time. And another issue is, you know, if you have a nice piece and it gets damaged or needs to be reupholstered, like, what do you do with it? Like, that's something that a lot of people struggle with. There's a wonderful social enterprise in Cork. It's part of Deaf Enterprises, and they reupholster and they repair all kinds of furniture, and they're real specialists in this. And the great thing about a social enterprise is it's not expensive. The whole idea about social enterprise is that it's affordable for people. So plug into those. If you're looking for a social enterprise in your area that might help you with circularity, go to CRNI. That's the Community Resource Network Ireland. And they basically look after all of these circular...
Because it's got to be affordable. I came across a guy, not in Ireland, but who would take a sofa, for example, and strip off the upholstery, cut it down to size and reupholster it, and it lives on.
That's amazing. And that's exactly the kind of projects that the Deaf Enterprise are doing. And they're all over the country. The men's sheds are doing it. There's so many great organisations doing it. It's just about finding them and plugging into them.
Now, a few companies we give examples of. What's Bladebridge?
Bladebridge, this is fascinating. If you're a nerd like me and you wonder what happens when wind turbines are decommissioned, which they do, you know, wind turbines last about 20 years. And while the turbines themselves, because they're made of steel, can be recycled, the blades can't be because they're made of a mixture of materials, including fiberglass. And this has been a big problem. And if you want to Google the Texas wind turbine blade graveyard, you will be shocked. There's literally thousands and thousands of those blades just either being landfilled or incinerated. So it's a massive problem. About 4,000 are decommissioned every single year in Europe. So Bladebridge is a Cork-based company. Fantastic idea. They're taking these blades and they're making them into other products. So most recently, they created a beautiful bridge that runs from Middleton to Youghal on the Greenway. They've made benches. I believe they're working on a project in my hometown of Mallow at the moment for some benches. So they're taking these blades and they're making them into really amazing new products. So that's a great example.
I mean, these blades would have good structural strength because, I mean, they're out in all sorts of winds and undergoing all sorts of forces. So
completely.
They use them to make,
furniture, and for, you know, for businesses or companies who are interested, get in touch with them. They're a combination of lecturers and scientists who've just come together to solve this problem. They're doing amazing work.
Tell me about well-spent grain.
Yes, well, look, we're a country of beer drinkers and beer enjoyers, and about 85% of the waste that comes from breweries comes from what's called brewer's spent grain. So that's the leftover waste from the grain. So a great startup founded in 2022 called Well Spent Grain. They've created these delicious dark chocolate and peanut snacks. Now you can think, like, what would those taste like? They're absolutely gorgeous. I was eating them during the week. I had planned to bring some in, but I actually finished them and they're amazing. So again, they're taking a waste product and they're making it into something that is sustainable, healthy, delicious. They're actually part of the Lidl Kickstart program, which is in stores today. So if you go down to your local Lidl today, you'll find them and a lot of other circular food businesses. So they're all launching today. So check them out. They're a great
company. Even though the beer makers have taken the good out of them.
Exactly.
There's
the waste
left
is being used, which
and
is
I presume
amazing.
It's, you know, very good for your digestive system.
Exactly.
What's the Share Club?
Share Club, again, solving a fantastic issue. So in Ireland, we're just coming up to 10 o'clock. In the last hour, about 22,000 single-use coffee cups will have been used in Ireland, which is phenomenal waste.
In the past hour?
In the past, every hour. That's what we're using in Ireland. We are addicted to coffee, myself included, but we're using those single-use cups and throwing them away, which is so wasteful. So Share Club basically have come up with an idea where they will, for events, for anything, they'll rent you reusable cups, they'll collect them afterwards, they'll wash them. Now, I know you raised the issue about the washing
energy,
and the energy, but a great study found that if a reusable cup is used 7 times, that offsets any kind of washing and energy use that's used in its life cycle. So they really make it easy for events that you just order how many you want, they'll drop them off to you, use them, they'll collect them, they'll wash them and do everything. And then they also have a brilliant app that allows you to track the impact that you've made. So you can then say to your employees or to your party goers, wow, like, this is the environmental impact we've had just by reusing these cups. A brilliant solution. That's a German lady who came from Germany and thought, like, wow, Ireland really has a reusable cup or issue. So she
there was a
that.
Very interesting item on the Hard Shoulder yesterday about the HSE and crutches and stuff like that are single use, even though they would appear to be sound, they won't reuse them for fear people not getting a brand new crutch might come to harm and therefore would sue the HSE. So what are they doing? Some of them are going off to Ukraine.
Wow.
To the front line.
Wow, amazing. And I know, to be fair, the HSE have a green program. They are really trying to crack down on those issues. And like you said, try and find circular solutions. They're doing amazing work. We could definitely do a slot on what the healthcare is doing because, again, those items can be used. They're perfectly good. So important to make sure that they are used somewhere.
Jo Linhan, who is a climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.